This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com.
Hey everybody, it's Stacy from Must Do Disney, and you are in the place to be, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Check it out.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to episode 472 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. I'm here with Jimmy and Morgan. This is Melissa, and so excited to talk about what's going on at Walt Disney World and the Disney Company, as well as hear a little bit about their trips. So, Jimmy, how are you doing tonight?
I am fantastic. Does this mean I go first at the end?
No. It's at the end I'll tell your names order.
Yeah, all right. Gotta tell you. I always mess this up.
You're already jumping to the end. We're like, we're done.
I know, but I keep messing this up. I'll
cue you.
Just point at me when I need to go.
Got it.
Oh, Morgan's going to think. It's going to be like Muppet Vision 3D when everybody else thinks I'm pointing at them and I'm really pointing at you.
If everyone could just see Morgan's face right now. All right, Jimmy, how are you doing tonight?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for asking. I need a Disney trip.
Didn't you just get back?
I did, but, you know, it's been like a month.
Oh, that's true. We haven't talked to you in a little while.
So.
And we got Morgan. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I think my Disney blues just wore off, like, just like a day or two ago.
I know. It's real.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
Disney blues is no joke.
Post-Disney blues.
Yeah.
Post-Disney PDP. Depression.
You know. Is there a bill for that?
It's more Disney.
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah, more Disney.
Just book your next trip.
Watch the Imagineering story. That's what I've been doing to fill the void. I started watching. I did the Imagineering story, and then I did Waking Sleeping Beauty.
I rewatched the season 2 of The Magic of Animal Kingdom.
I was going to say that's mine. Yeah. It's The Magic of Animal Kingdom. Getting ready for my trip.
Which I watched while I was there. So we'll talk about that when we get into it. But watching it while it was there, too.
That's fun.
Point out the animals. Hey, I saw that one last night. Well, Morgan, I wanted to chat with you first about some news. So what happened in Walt Disney World this past week?
Well, one thing that I personally thought was really cool is basically, they said that housekeeping is going to be back the way we know it, the way we love it by the end of this month.
Housekeeping.
Housekeeping. Yeah. We're going to get the familiar knock on the door. You need any towels? Obviously, I mainly only had it in moderate and deluxe rooms. Like, you know, they might resituate the stuffed animals that you just bought or, you know, make a towel animal, which as someone who actually in housekeeping at Disney, those towel swans are harder than they look, you know. So props to all of the housekeepers that can do the monkeys and the whole other animals. I can do a towel Mickey and a swan, and that's the extent of my knowledge.
Oh, I think we need this for a live show. Is Morgan showing us all how to make towel swans and
YouTube
towel
video
monkeys?
We need that for the Disney Nerds Podcast YouTube. Ed has done some videos on the YouTube, like the paper craft that he does, and he's also did some Lego assembly videos. We need one from Morgan of like that dual view, like the overhead and the side view of how she does it. You know what would excite me more than housekeeping coming back? The gift card to decline housekeeping.
Oh, that brought during COVID. True.
That all went away during COVID. Prior to COVID, you could decline housekeeping, the daily housekeeping, and they would give you X amount of dollars per night on a gift card, which I thought was amazing because I don't need most of the time. I don't, you know, unless I'm there for a really long time, I really don't feel the need to have the housekeepers come into the room and all that nonsense. I'd rather just take the money. Maybe one time during the trip, you know, if it's a week-long trip, for them to come change the sheets and that type of stuff. But
yeah, get new towels.
Yeah, I don't need them there every night, every day for sure.
Well, what's so funny is now, you know, you put the sign on the door and it's no longer do not disturb. So you can't even like inadvertently kind of say, hey, I don't need you to come in, because technically I think they still will go in. Hey, do you need more coffee? Do you need another, you know, what do you need? So you can't even like say, hey, I don't need you in the room today. That's not even an option.
They have a weird thing now that, and I'm sure something happened to cause this, but now they do knock on the doors and kind of do like a wellness check or something, like to make sure everything's okay in the room. And they don't, you know, it's not always even the housekeepers. It's just somebody that knocks on the door and they have to peek in the room or come in the room. So I don't know.
That happened because of the shooting in Las Vegas years ago, pre-COVID.
Yeah, they ever had to come in every 3 days or something.
I'm not sure how that prevents anything, by the way.
Which that's a whole other.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that prevents anything. If I've got a bunch of guns in my room but I know they're checking for it, I'm pretty sure I can hide it where they're not looking. I don't know. That may be the case. I can tell you, I have not seen that done staying at Disney in a DVC room. They did not. The whole time I was there at Saratoga, we kept the little do not disturb thing on there, and nobody ever did that. It seems like it's only
that you know of.
Right. That you know of. Did you put a little piece of tape?
Me, Kim, I don't. We spent the whole day in the room because of the weather. So I don't. I mean,
that just might have been the day that they weren't.
I've seen them quite a bit at other places. It seems like they do it more at the value resorts, for whatever reason.
No, they definitely do it more in the deluxe. Like I remember when I stayed, I got upgraded to the Contemporary last April, and you know, I think the housekeeper knocked on the door every single day. So, because you know, we got a towel.
Because I sometimes want to sleep in or I'm taking a nap and they knocking on the door pisses me off. Like I have the thing sign on the door. Don't knock on my door.
Yeah. Either way, it's back, which I'm more excited for the like coming in to see how they've rearranged my stuff. Have I gotten a towel animal?
That's it. I'm staying at Cabana Bay from that one.
I saw the report and I immediately thought this is good news. This means that they're staffing up, that they're getting applicants, that they're getting people back in to be on the payroll, and this is a good sign. That's really what I saw.
Turn it down, you know.
That's the number one thing, though. I agree, is that because I think that they haven't been booked in some of these hotels at full capacity because they didn't have the housekeeping staff to turn the rooms around. So you're right. I think that's the biggest thing to me, is that they're starting to get staff back that they're able to offer it. So that means they're probably getting back to 100% of room, the hotel capacities.
And also it's a sign of like the Disney touches that we all, well, most of us know and love. Cause I mean, I liked when I walked in and I had a towel Mickey on my bed. You know, when I walk in, like when they've done those extra special things, even something as simple, I stayed at Boardwalk once. And of course we've got all the cell phone cables and the camera cables and everything plugged into the wall. They had these little plastic things that like tied it up all nice and neat, so it looked nicer. Simple touches like that that I'm not going to experience at a different hotel than I only experienced at Disney. So that stuff I'm glad is back, because staffing and all that.
Agree. Well, Jimmy, I know that you are a shareholder of Disney, and we had a shareholder call. We're recording on Thursday, so this was just last night, Wednesday the 8th. Any news come out of that shareholder call?
Quite a bit, actually. You know, Bob Iger, one of the things he talked about was how some of their pricing initiatives have not kind of been frowned upon, and they're kind of rethinking some of those things, which is interesting because you never hear that. They don't normally address that. They just raise prices and live with it. So I thought that was interesting that was addressed. But he also made some really cool announcements, like Pandora coming to Disneyland. And we discussed that a little bit before the show that, you know, I don't think this is like the land of Avatar. Like, I don't think that's going to be it, because I don't think they have the room anywhere in Disneyland. With that being said, you know, I probably would have said the same thing about Star Wars, but they've made that work. So who knows? Who knows what may happen? But that's pretty exciting that they're expanding that franchise. And, you know, we got the new movie just came out not long ago and another one in the future.
Yeah, it's super exciting news for Disneyland.
When there's a will, there's a way kind of thing.
Let's go to Disneyland.
It's next on my list. Morgan, were there any movie release announcements or anything like that?
The big one, which I thought was actually kind of funny, was there's going to be Toy Story 5. And the way
Tim Allen leaked that.
Yeah. Tim Allen announced it, and I saw it on Twitter, but evidently he did do it on his Facebook as well. And we shared the tweet on our social media because it was just cool. Like, I didn't get a chance to listen to the shareholder meeting as it was going on. So my first finding out of Toy Story 5 was Tim Allen's post. And this is what it actually says. "See you soon, Woody. You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity. Off we go to number 5, to infinity and beyond." And it's a picture of Buzz Lightyear on his Twitter. Like, that's just cool.
By the way, I have to bring this up because people irritate me. That just punches a hole right in the stupid argument that they didn't put him in Lightyear the movie because of politics.
Well, he wouldn't have fit in the movie. Why would Woody be in space?
No. I'm talking about Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Tim Allen's
Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, duh. Never mind. I'm tired.
Are you new here, Melissa? Are you a relatively new Disney nerd?
I know who Tim Allen is now.
To be fair, Morgan was talking about Woody. You know, she brought
right. I think that's why I got
Tim Allen put on his tweet.
Yeah, right. There was a whole thing about the movie Lightyear about Tim Allen not being in it because of his politics. But they cast him in.
They brought him with Santa, the Santa Claus.
On Disney Plus, the Disney Plus show, right? And so, I said the same thing when they did that. I'm like, this just blows up that stupid theory. It just blows it up, right? So, I figured I would have mentioned it again.
Yeah.
Stop with your conspiracy theories, people. Speaking of Let It Go, that was a good segue. Didn't they announce another Frozen movie?
I think
Frozen 3, Toy Story 5, and more are on the way. Yeah, the other one was Zootopia.
CEO Bob Iger announced that a third Frozen movie was currently in development during a year-end earning call on February of 2023.
Yep, and I think the other one was Zootopia.
Yeah, and it was with Zootopia. But one thing that they also, that Disney Parks talked about, was the Frozen ride. Like in, was it Shanghai or Hong Kong? I'm going to have to Google that part. But showing the animatronic. And man, Elsa and Anna look real. Like how fluid the movement is. It's just, it's cool. I got to go overseas.
What I need from Frozen 3 is for them to create the second part of making Frozen 2. But for making Frozen 3, you know, the Disney Plus series where they
follow the
producer and the animators around and, you know, recording them singing and doing all the voices. I love that. That was one of my favorite Disney Plus series to date. And it wasn't something I expected to love as much as I did, but it was just so fascinating. So with Frozen 3, very excited, but I need that with it.
I think that's going to happen. They've been doing that with all the movies. I don't want to say all the movies, but a lot of the movies. Like I just saw, it came out yesterday on Disney Plus, was the Disney Galleries is what they call it. And the one that came out yesterday was The Making of Wakanda Forever.
Yeah, but I want a whole series. I don't want
an episode. Like a whole deep dive.
Yeah, I want a whole story of the ups and downs.
Making of Wakanda Forever may be more than one episode. I'm not sure that it is. They started doing that with, well, the first one I can remember them doing that with was the galleries they did for the first Mandalorian, the original Mandalorian. And it was like 8 episodes that they really did a deep dive, kind of what you're talking about.
Well, I know for all of the Marvel, like Wakanda Forever and all the other ones, when those have been coming out, it's part of like, I want to say Marvel Revealed or something like that. Like it's part of a series. So
have you guys seen Wakanda Forever?
No, I
highly recommend it. I wish I would have saw it in the theater and I just didn't. But it's pretty good, and bring a box of tissues. Because of the way they do it, I mean, it's done really well, but it's also like. So I'm a crier, so I probably would have cried anyway. But, you know, with Chadwick Boseman, you know, passing away and the way they did it in the movie, they really paid really good homage to him. So just having that knowledge, too, really just pushed it over the edge for me.
Yeah, I remember when we had the our Splitsville event, our friend Mark Daniel and his wife Barbara were across the little walkway at AMC watching Wakanda Forever. And so was Scott and his son. And when they came over, just their faces were like, wow.
Yeah. So it was really good. I'll preface this by saying, look, it's not the first Black Panther, which is incredible. I mean, but sequels seldom are, but still definitely still very good and worth watching for sure.
I think that just dropped on Disney Plus. So maybe that will be my in-flight movie choice.
Last Wednesday it came out. Make sure you download it before you hop on the plane.
In bigger news, you have a trip coming up, which yay for you.
I know. Counting down.
Exciting.
Couple more news events, and then we'll get into some trip planning. Some news about Josh D'Amaro. Morgan, what did we hear about his new ventures?
Yeah, it's really cool. So Josh D'Amaro is now on, is joining the board of directors for Make-A-Wish. Which is great because, of course, Make-A-Wish has a really long-standing history and relationship with Disney and helping make those wishes for all these kids. So it's really cool that he's now on the board of directors. So hopefully that means more kids are going to get more Disney wishes.
And he had a big week because during the shareholder call, it was also announced that he's going to stay over during the restructure of the Walt Disney Company. They were going to split into 3 things, parks and experiences. You've got ESPN, and then you have entertainment, and Josh D'Amaro is going to stay over parks and entertainment or parks and experiences, which we've seen some really nice things with him. And he seems to be aligned with that less marketing, less commodity of being at Disney and more about that experience. So I like the use of the name parks and experiences.
Yeah, they did also announce that at the shareholder meeting that they were doing some cuts, some employee cuts, but none of those are at the parks. So those are elsewhere in the company. But at this point, I think the company needs some restructuring. So I think that's one of the reasons. I don't want to say they were struggling because that would be a little bit far-fetched that they were struggling, but they weren't where they wanted to be. As far as a company. So that's a big thing. So,
yeah.
Yep. All we can do is, go up from here, I hope. Yeah, well, sure. Last bit of news. If you don't know this about me, Valentine's is one of my favorite holidays. For some reason, at being a florist in an earlier part of my life, I just loved seeing everyone have a fun time and, treat friends and loved ones with care and show it to them. So I love Valentine's Day. And I saw on the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com that there were some tasty treats coming to Walt Disney World and Disneyland. Anything stand out to you, Morgan, for some treats that are going to extend even past Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I mean, that's one good thing is whenever they do like holiday food things for any of the holidays, it's not just on that day. Depending on the place, you have it maybe for a week, maybe the whole month, whatever. But I mean, obviously lots of cupcakes because, you know, that's a big thing. One thing that I thought was kind of cool, at the Beaches and Cream Soda Shop at over at a beach club, strawberry mini milkshake, which of course has a cupcake on top, but it's in like one of like the, what do they call them? Like the old style cups.
Oh, the old Sunday style glass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, but I mean, like, it looks like a legit drink, and it looks like they're now trying to compete with that other park's awesome milkshakes that are over top. Like, they're trying to like get their game up. But that's one thing that really kind of stuck out. And I also thought it was kind of cute that, and again, these are cupcakes because there's a lot of cupcakes, but there's a Stitch and Angel date night cupcake over at Kona Island at the Polynesian, which was super cute.
Yeah, that one looked good. And I saw a raspberry strawberry chocolate Dole Whip and Dole Whip float. That looked fun. I'm sort of hoping that stays around. And then there was a chocolate Belgian waffle that looked very rich, but yes, beautiful and delicious.
Mm. Yeah.
So I'm actually on our website scrolling through. So the waffle is at Tiffin's at Animal Kingdom, and that is only on that day. And it's actually a flowerless
waffle,
which is cool.
I did notice quite a few plant-based cupcakes being offered, gluten-free. So that's wonderful.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically, if date night Valentine's Day is going to be at Disney, there's going to be a lot of good things to eat. Bottom line.
And interestingly enough, because I was trying to do a little research on the, and I'll say this first, just circling back to the Black Panther thing, the Wakanda Forever thing, it is Marvel Assembled, not the galleries. The galleries, I guess, are for Star Wars, but it's a 58-minute making of.
Gotcha.
So that's probably a pretty deep dive. But while I was looking for that, when I hit the search button, there's actually a Valentine's Day collection on Disney Plus.
Yes.
What movie do you have picked out for you and Kim?
Probably Beauty and the Beast.
Good choice.
Can't live action.
Live action. Animated. Yeah.
No. The original.
Going animated. Okay. Keeping it classic.
Yeah, keeping it classic.
And actually, since we are talking Valentine's Day, I doubt my parents are going to listen to this, but a little shout out. Happy anniversary to my parents on Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow. That's so cute. How many years?
That's so
cute. 42 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
So, they'll
and happy Valentine's Day to all our listeners. Send our love out to you.
And the day before Valentine's Day, in case you guys didn't know, Disney calls it Villentine's Day. So the villains will get some love on the 13th. So if you love your villains, I'm thinking Disney Plus will probably have something villainized.
Maybe we need to play Villainous at my house on the 13th.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So, but yeah. Thought that was kind of a cool piece of info.
All right, let's go to Disney World.
All right, okay. We're going to get in the plane. We're flying to Disney World. Yeah, both of you just came back from trips, and they overlapped a little bit. I think you were both together at the House of Mouse. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So we were
and we also spent one evening in Epcot together.
Yeah, it was kind of odd because just schedule-wise, originally we were all going to be there at the same time, and things happened, and Jimmy went early. Ended his trip at House of Mouse, and I started my trip at House of Mouse.
And so, Ed was originally supposed to be with us, and he couldn't, ended up not being able to go. So
yeah,
it ended up being three of us there all together at the same time after House of Mouse. Mine changed because of work, and then Ed had to change his up and wasn't able to make it at all. But it was still good. I got to go because if you guys remember in November, we had a hurricane in Disney World. Which curtailed like my mom and my godchild Haley, who lives in up close to Sam, close to Pittsburgh, and so all their flights got canceled, and they weren't able to make it in November. So this trip, my mom and Haley were supposed to be there, you know, the same week as Morgan was, but when mine switched, they switched with me. So I got to spend some time with Charlotte, and I got to spend some time with my mom and Haley, my godchild, who's 17. in the parks. And we even took Haley to Universal for a few days, which she had never been. So she really enjoyed that. And which we had a really good trip. And one that's interesting because, you know, we're going in our 10th year. This is our 10th year doing the podcast. And so a lot of times the podcast does eat up a little bit of my trips, and we've kind of, and don't get me wrong, I enjoy it. I'm not complaining. But this trip, we really focused on the arts festival and really focused on spending some time with my mom and Haley and kind of doing more of just an actual like family trip. So that part of it was really, really nice. And then toward the end, I get to spend some time with Morgan at House of Mouse, which was fantastic. And even an evening at Epcot, and got to see our friend George, who listens to the show and the live show. He came meet up with us at Abracadabra and had a drink with us. So it was good. We had some really, we had a good time at House of Mouse. They're really doing a good job with it. And I'll let Morgan talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so this was the second year of House of Mouse, which our friends Michelle and Scott over at the Main Street Mouse are the masterminds, I guess would be the right word, behind House of Mouse. If you haven't heard us talk about it before, House of Mouse is everything Disney. So Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, that is what House of Mouse will talk about, support, whatever, however you want to call it. The celebrity list was pretty cool. They had, I want to say, 8 cast members from Hocus Pocus and 1 from Hocus Pocus 2, exclusively the young Winifred. And it was the largest Hocus Pocus reunion ever.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, Jimmy actually sat in on the panel for Hocus Pocus.
I did.
So, and I think he's got a recording, which we'll get up on the YouTube channel. And then there were also some pirates from Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, and they did a panel, which was that the other panel you got to do, Jimmy?
No, I did the Hocus Pocus panel. I did the Brett Iwan panel. Yeah. The voice of Mickey Mouse.
Yep. Brett Iwan, the voice of Mickey Mouse. It was it him and the voice of Boo from Monsters, Inc., or was it just Brett Iwan for that panel?
It was
panel?
Just him and Mark Daniel. Our friend Mark Daniel was interviewing him.
Yeah, which, yeah, Mark helped out with doing some of the panels. Michelle did some panels. I'm trying to think who the voices of Bambi and Thumper from the original Bambi were there. So there were a lot of celebrities. And then, of course, we had a booth representing the Disneyers podcast so we could, you know, spread the word. So all the Disney nerds know where to come. And we actually had a really cool gift bag. Or gift basket that we did for a giveaway.
Did a raffle?
Yeah, we did a raffle and
a free raffle. I mean,
a free raffle. Anything. But yeah. This basket was huge. I actually have a gift basket girl as being a travel agent for Jimmy. I send a gift basket to my clients as a thank you and hopefully, you know, start their trip off on a good note. So we reached out to her, and she's a cast member, so it's great. We got to give the cast member some love. And she, I mean, this basket was huge. There was it Mr. Toad's popcorn bucket was in it. There was some kind of full-size Mickey Mouse toy. There ears. Yeah, and then, of course, we put in some of our podcast swag. So the lady that won it, she got some really nice stuff. I was a little jealous of that. But yeah, we were there for 3 days. It was crazy, busy, fun. And I can't wait for House of Mouse 2024.
Yeah, do they have dates or any sort of early indications yet?
There will be a House of Mouse announcement. Yeah, there will be a House of Mouse 2024. They did like a mini announcement, like, we're working on it, guys. We don't have dates. But yes, there will be a House of Mouse 2024. Which... I think
there wasn't one 2022.
Yeah. Just because the first one was 2021 Thanksgiving weekend. November. Yeah.
So they were still fairly close. I mean, they were like 14 months apart. They just was.
Yeah. So. Which honestly, like I hope that they keep it for January because I liked being able to do the arts festival. It was a nice Saturday going to Epcot after the expo with Jimmy and Kim. By that time, I needed some drinks. So me and Kim definitely enjoyed some liquid libations. And we sat down at Jimmy's Planter. We listened to some music. I forgot who was... It wasn't it was the brother and sister Broadway performers?
Yeah, it was Mark and Ariel Jacobs.
Yeah.
Who Mark Jacobs is the Aladdin on Broadway. And he was also Simba in The Lion King on Broadway. And she is Jasmine in Aladdin, but in the Australian production. Yeah. So they've never been on stage together, but they're both fantastic.
Super talented. Yeah. It was amazing to listen to. Like, I'm ready to watch some Broadway shows.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, I mean, and then after the expo was over, Jimmy and Kim went home. And I actually went over to staying on property at Coronado and did a couple days at the parks with my parents, which was cool. We did Arts Festival, which me and Mom have done once before. The big highlight for me was finally got to take Dad to Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That was awesome. I think I've mentioned it before, but the reason why I like Star Wars and sci-fi is because of my dad. That's how he raised his daughter. And we got to do Rise. We did, we went on Millennium Falcon, and I just have to say, trying to record my dad trying to press all the buttons while doing Millennium Falcon did not work very well. I don't recommend it. Just save the battery life if you ever want to try that.
You're going to have to bring him and let him build a lightsaber.
Yeah, actually funny story. So we keep talking about Mark Daniel today. He is a cast member, and he was on Planet and came over to say hi. And I even told him, cause sometimes he, helps out at Savvy's. I told him, I was like, you know what? I got to build a lightsaber, but I got to make sure that you're at Savvy's when I'm doing it.
Yeah,
cause
sure.
I want the experience with Mark Daniel. So I'll definitely have to do it. Either make sure I'm getting a lightsaber or Dad's getting a lightsaber.
Or both.
But I would have to lie to Dad. See, my dad does not like spending money. So I'd have to be like, it's a buy one, get one, Dad. You know?
Yeah, or it's a gift.
Yeah.
That's how we got Ed.
Yeah.
We all chipped in. So I think it was 2017 or 18. I don't remember. It was a while ago.
Yeah.
And Ed didn't know. Ed thought he was going as a guest. And we're like, no, man, go pick your own parts. You're building a lightsaber today. He literally made us turn the camera off because Lisa was recording him. Because he was choking up. It was so great. That was so awesome. Because it made his night. It really did. So and we get a lot of good pictures afterwards of us all holding me, Sam, and Ed holding our lightsabers afterwards.
I was gonna say, so you guys got pictures. And then even the next incredible day, Ed was still a little emotional saying thank you, because I saw him the next day because I didn't make it in at time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even him thanking me like the next day, he's still emotional. Yeah. And I'm like, this was great. This was an awesome surprise.
Yeah. It makes me realize how crappy my kids are. Because they never get emotional when I buy them things, you know. Their expectation is that I'm going to, you know.
Well, your dad, you just signed the checks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, well,
they never get emotional with gifts. Ed made it all worth it. It was all for me. It had nothing to do with Ed. Like, I just, that payback of watching how excited he was worth it all.
So next time you buy me a beer, Jimmy, I'll shed a tear.
If you start crying, you'll get more beer. I can tell you right now.
That sounds like a deal.
If I can see a little tear roll down your face, your round two is also on me. Don't worry.
You know what? Just, if you ever see me cry, just, there's usually blood coming out of me. Like, I have need to go to the emergency room or something major. So
I watched Wakanda Forever, and then I watched it again with Kim. And I'm like, I'm telling you, this may get you. And she's like, do you know who you're talking to? And because she doesn't, she has. Zero. Her and my daughter have zero emotion. Never cry. Nothing gets to them.
This is why
me and Wyatt are big babies, and we cry at everything.
So did Kim cry Wakanda Forever?
No, she didn't. Okay. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Okay. We'll see.
Heart of stone.
We'll see if I get teary-eyed when I watch it. But yeah, if
oh, you definitely will.
So I have until November to figure out how to cry on cue for more alcohol.
Well, speaking of alcohol then, did anyone have any new drinks or food, anything amazingly tasty?
I know me and Kim had a couple different drinks. I know in the France booth for Arts Festival, it was like a frozen fruity martini that I did. It was all right. Of course, I'm not like Sam. I don't have my passport on hand to tell the exact name, but there was a lemony foam on top. So you had the sweet and then the sour, and sometimes it wasn't mixed right. So it kind of threw me off a little bit. But
so you're saying I should avoid that when I go.
And it was $14. So just skip that one.
Yeah.
Just skip that one. But we did when we were at Jimmy's Planner. Kim went over to the outdoor bar area by the barbecue place, not the popcorn stand where you get your ice cream and your drink.
Turkey leg.
Yeah, your turkey leg. She got a frozen mint julep and another drink, and they were both very tasty.
A good stop to watch one of the Broadway shows and have a drink.
Yeah,
because that's what we did.
I went to the popcorn bucket plate or the popcorn stand, and I got the Red Stag lemonade, which is one of my that's my go-to in America.
Stir.
Oh my gosh, you guys should have seen it.
So the Red Stag lemonade is a frozen lemonade that has Red Stag bourbon in it. But they sell just the lemonade, the frozen lemonade. So they just pour the bourbon in, then it all just sits on the bottom. And they put a straw. So, like, if you're not paying attention and you just take a sip. I watched twice while waiting in line for a beer. People order that and take a sip through the straw, and you get nothing but bourbon. I mean, it's
wake like you right up.
Bourbon. Yeah, no, straight bourbon out the straw. So you really gotta take the straw and mix it really well for it to.
Yeah, I feel like there has to be a better way to mix that, because if just like Jimmy said, if you don't notice, that's the first couple sips, man, that drink is strong, and the rest of it you're like, I don't taste it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, but they used to do a better job mixing it. So I don't know what deal was with that night.
I'm gonna say that the Yingling from that place is exceptionally good.
Is the ambiance or just that particular tap?
I don't know. It's just.
I'll stick with the Red Stag lemonade, even if I got.
I'm just not that adventurous, so that's what I kind of stick. I stick to what I know. I do like to. I taste the drinks. I taste Kim's drinks because she gets all kind of. You know, she likes. She's more adventurous. I like to stick kind of what I like. So.
Yeah.
Did either of you have any dining reservations? Eat anywhere?
So we ate at Tony's. Which was really good. It gets such a bad rap. I see it all the time in Facebook groups and stuff like that. And I'm like, man, if you haven't been recently, you're really missing out, because it's really good.
And it's been better for years too.
Yeah, for a while. Like they've been doing like their own daily made in-house pasta and stuff like that. They used to give you like this free bread that you dipped in the oil and stuff like that. They did away with that. They have bread that you buy. With like a sauce you can pour over it. I saw somebody say it's a cheese sauce. I thought it was more like a Alfredo, but the bread is so amazing. Like, it's worth every penny. Like, it was ridiculously good. It's almost like little sticks, like, and it's cut, and they make like a little basket out of it almost. Like, they stack it like in fours. And it was so good. So that was really good. And the other place, and then we had a reservation at Via Napoli. With my mom and my godchild, and Charlotte came, and our friend Liz came, and it's always that's been our like go to every trip, is getting a reservation at Via Napoli and getting the picante pizza, but add pepperoni. So it's like a spicy Italian sausage, but you add the pepperoni, and that's amazing.
Good.
It's amazing. It's really amazing.
Yeah, I would say I think every last couple trips you always go there.
Yeah, it's been a common thing now, and it probably will be again. And it's just such a cool place because it's a good vibe that, you know, you get one big pizza and everybody kind of munches on it. So it's you know, it's almost served like family style. And then we also got the I don't know what they call it there. It's not a charcuterie board, obviously, because charcuterie is French and it's whatever. I forgot what it's called, but it's similar to that, but it's all Italian meats and they put grapes on it. They put raw green olives. I guess raw. They're not pickled olives like you would normally eat, but they're still delicious.
Fresh olives.
Yeah, fresh olives. And then a couple different types of meats and cheeses, and they put this fig jam on it. And so everything in there was really, really good.
And where did you stay, Jimmy?
All-Star Sports.
Oh, okay.
Which was not originally where we were staying because my trip moved. So we had post House on Miles Expo, we had the week after booked in a Savannah View room at Animal Kingdom Lodge with our DVC.
That's point. A big change.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, I didn't find out that I couldn't go that week. I mean, it was almost like I got notified by work that I couldn't take that week because it was blocked out for some reason. So I almost didn't go at all. But then I ended up going, but by the time I found out, it was like only a month before.
Yeah.
So like there was nothing available for DVC for the week before and very limited options. So I was able to get a travel agent discount and a preferred room at All-Star Sports, which was actually very nice because those rooms are just brand newly refurbished. It's the last one. Not all the rooms there are refurbished yet, but the preferred buildings are.
And Morgan, had you stayed at Coronado before?
That was my first time staying at Coronado, which.
You had been in the room once when me and Kim stayed there.
Yeah, like I've been in the rooms. I was in the rooms also like pre-renovation back when I was a cast member because I had a friend of mine stay there and I went to go use the pool. But yeah, that was my first time actually staying there. We originally were doing a family suite at Art of Animation. We're decided to, with the pass holder discount, we got two rooms at Coronado for less than the family suite at Art of Animation,
which is incredible.
Yeah, that was awesome. It was great to, first of all, if you've never stayed in the family rooms at the Art of Animation, they're awesome for families. When we were there in November, we stayed in a family suite as well. And I slept on the pullout couch. And as a grown adult, after a couple days, that was not as comfortable as I wished it would be. So I was very happy to have an actual bed at Coronado. So yeah, I mean, it was really cool. What's so funny though, is like one of the main things I was playing with in my room was, this was the first room I checked into where I walked in, the TV said welcome, had the family name on it, and I could cast shows from Disney Plus to the TV. Like I felt fancy. And I mean, I don't know what that says about me, but yeah, I was feeling fancy.
But you're right. And those rooms are, you know, fairly newly refurbished too. So it's like, you know, it's pretty awesome.
But so yeah, we had side-by-side rooms, so I had my own room. It was nice. Didn't have to worry about anybody else getting ready in my room but me. And then our last night, we actually went over to Maya Grill and had dinner. And I don't even remember what I had food-wise. Like, I even have the menu up, and I don't know what I had, but I'll tell you what I had for dessert. I had the 50th chocolate pyramid thing that I think we talked about when they first started doing all of the 50th like food. This is like the huge pyramid that's for like supposed to be like for three or four people. And I think it was only going to be in the Mexico Pavilion. So I was surprised to see it there. And I was like, you know what? This is probably the last time I'm going to be there for the 50th. Go bigger, literally go big or go home. So we got it, and the chocolate pyramid was a thick chocolate. I thought I could like crack it with my spoon. That's been like the big Food Network cool thing to do with desserts. Yeah, too thick for that. Just picked it up and we ate it. It had chocolate mousse underneath the pyramid, tres leches cake, and vanilla ice cream. And it was delicious. But I do not recommend it for one person. It was huge.
The presentation, I saw a picture of it. It looks really beautiful. Almost like they use the food grade spray rose iridescent paint on the Mayan stairs. I think that's what that is supposed to be a part of. Yeah. It looks really beautiful.
Oh, it is. Like, I mean, I obviously took pictures and posted it. It is the iridescent colors that they somehow applied to the chocolate, and the 50th, like that, how they styled the number 50 for the 50th is on there. But actual chocolate pyramid is the one thing we didn't finish, just because it was just basic chocolate compared to underneath you had tres leches cake and ice cream. It was like, we don't care about the pyramid. We want the good stuff.
Yeah, the tres leches is where it's at.
So, yeah, if you have a group of, I would say, minimum three people, the more the better, go ahead and try it. Just to try it, but it is a hefty price. It was $34.
Ooh.
So that's why I said it was a one and done, big or go home. Just tried it because it was,
Wow.
And I'm assuming it's a limited edition since the things 50th anniversary items will be slowly moving on in the next.
Well, that is one thing I noticed, and we can start to wrap up on this, but while I was there, I did get to spend some time at Disney Springs, and I went to World of Disney, and where that whole center section of the store was all 50th merch, they had narrowed that down to almost a little area all the way in the back in the center.
Yeah.
There's not a ton of, and they're releasing some newer things. Like they came out with some stuff that they never had before, which is cool, but like, not nearly as much stuff. Now you're starting to see more of the Disney 100 stuff come in in that area. And the Disney 50 at the Walt Disney World 50th stuff is just one little area, which was interesting.
Yeah, the big thing merchandise-wise that I saw for the 50th is, I guess they're calling it the Vault Collection, where they were bringing stuff back from like the logos from the 15th anniversary and our favorite castle from the 25th anniversary. But like I thought was kind of interesting.
Isn't that crazy about the fake vintage stuff? I'm really not.
Yeah, like I didn't buy any. It was cool to look at.
They took all the art out of the art store and put like fake vintage stuff. It's just bizarre to me. They make it look like it's copies of what vintage stuff would be, but it's like that's, but it's not vintage. It's fake vintage. So
yeah,
like, I don't get it.
That's why I said it was
cool. Like, the cool thing about wearing a vintage shirt is that the shirt's vintage, not that it's a new shirt that looks like it's vintage.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that's good about wearing a faux vintage thing is if you spill something on it and can't get the stain out, at least it's not real vintage.
Yeah, true.
I think we should leave it up to the listeners. Listeners, tell us what anniversary was your favorite logo or items, share pictures of what items you have from prior anniversaries and show us your shirts. Maybe they have a couple stains in it or whatnot. That's okay. So Jimmy, tell us, where can everyone send us their cool vintage pictures?
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds, Instagram @thedisneynerdspodcast, and Twitter @thedisneynerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Well, listeners, thanks for joining us tonight. For Jimmy, for Morgan, this is Melissa, and we are the Disney Nerds. TTFM, ta-ta for now.
Do I go now? Quaharini.
Have a magical night. Hakuna Matata.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory.
Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back.